Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcovice. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jacoby moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schramm, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gielen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Junior Noboa pinch runs for Rick Dempsey. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 4 in the game. Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carter is walked intentionally. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler bunts towards the mound. James fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it, steps on third, and throws to Fisk, who tags Franco for the double play. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-4 in the game. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando bunts towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.